kissed me all over and sent me soaring. My Penelope, give me your body. Let me show you pleasure like you've only imagined. Cocky bastard. But he was right. He'd made all my fantasies real. He'd made love to me with such passion and sensuality that my traitorous body can still remember the imprint of his hands on my skin. The caress of his delicious lips leaving sizzling marks everywhere. Standing, I run a hand down my pretty red sundress with the tiny white dots and the scooped neck. He loved me in red. One night we'd walked past a boutique that sold dresses like this. He'd wrapped his arms around me from behind and planted soft, sultry kisses on the back of my neck. You look so lovely in that, my Penelope, and even lovelier when I take it off you. Actually, just wear nothing with me. I'd shuddered then. I hurt now as the memory snaps cruelly before my eyes. I turn away from the fountain, swiping a hand across my cheek. The seed of discouragement planted in the first minutes after he failed to appear has sprouted over the 2 hours I've waited for him. It's twisted into a thorny weed of disappointment that's lodged deep in my chest. There are no two ways about it. My 3-day love affair under the starry Spanish sky with the man who whispered sweet nothings in my ear while he played my body like a virtuoso.